Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Extra mayo for me, please.
Oh, my goodness, because extra mayo is not good for the soul, it's not good for the show, and damn it, it's not good for the country. On Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, he's Keyshawn Johnson, he's Jay Williams, I'm Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman, presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio and also ESPN. How did you guys get on the mayonnaise thing? With that whole thing. That's what I want to know.
I mean, that's it.
Never mind.
That's some undercover brother, man.
See, I don't.
You never watch Eddie Griffin, Undercover Brother?
I wanted to make sure you explained it.
Yeah. Extra mayo for me, please.
For those who did not know, I knew you guys would explain
it. I've never seen that movie, Jay.
You've never seen
Undercover Brother with Eddie Griffin?
Oh, my God.
Was it everything that
this
I wished
I to work
was
with
that,
on a date?
Was it everything that I dreamed of? So you don't know nothing about the watch with the hot sauce in it?
Wait a second. Put that right there. Bing, 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 bing.
That was just on Showtime yesterday, by the way, Undercover Brother.
What is it about?
Eddie Griffin is this guy who is in his neighborhood, and he gets the chance to be an undercover spy, and I'm just leaving it right there.
Yeah, just watch it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. He's infiltrating some things, you know.
Key, you'll like it. Seriously.
You saw it, Pat?
Oh, a bunch of times.
Oh, man, I've seen it.
He saw that, but some other stuff he never saw before.
I really resonate with Neil Patrick Harris in that movie.
Unleash our secret weapon.
I call it the black man's kryptonite.
See, Patrick, stop starting trouble. See? We were all fine until then. Stop starting trouble.
No, I've never seen
it. How do you not know this movie, Key?
But does that mean I'm out of touch?
No. That movie came out in the early
2000s. No, you're in touch.
You're in touch. You're not out of touch. You'll be more in touch after that movie.
You'll be more in touch after the movie.
I'm going to go and see if I can find it.
It's not hard.
Oh, you're going to find it.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
No, Alan, more like it'll find him.
All right. You guys are.
We know. Lakers down 0-2 in their series to the Denver Nuggets.
Back to sports. We've had enough fun.
No, that's not.
I know you're just chomping at the bit, or is it chomping at the bit, or is it champing at the bit?
Chomping.
Which one is it?
According to Max, it's champing.
It's not champing.
Yes, it's chomping. I think you should Google it.
No, it's chomping.
Trust me, daily we get corrected here. And we were told that it was champing at the bit. Are you sure? Do you want to Google that right now? I need you to have Google confirmation.
We'll do that.
I'm going to Google it for you.
Google it for me.
Is it chomping?
Why you do that?
Champing? Here it comes up.
Why you do that? LeBron is not worried about chomping or champing at the bit for game three when it comes to his ankle that he hurt late in game two.
The AP says it's champing at the bit.
It is champing?
Just to confirm.
Okay. I thought it was chomping all these years.
I don't know. This is what happens sometimes.
Got it. LeBron James about your ankle. Who's chomping at it? What's going on?
LeBron, just quickly, was that the ankle that you caught late, and how's it feeling?
Yeah, I think I stepped on somebody's foot. I think it was maybe Aaron Gordon or one of the guys up underneath the basket, but I'll be fine.
I'm still trying not laughing about Jay with champing and chomping over here. We know LeBron has that Superman effect, Key and Jay, and he's really going to need it in game three. There's no doubt about that. At the same time, though, he didn't look old, but Jay made the point, Key, that he looked tired. And I wonder how much of that can potentially may not be fixed enough for the Lakers to try to find a way to win game three at home.
See, I know what Jay's saying because of the age. He looks old, but he more so looks tired than old. And you say to yourself, or you say to me, well, what do you mean by that? You can't be on the floor for as many minutes as he's on the floor for if he's old. Okay, he just looks tired.
Yeah.
He looks like he's worn down. And young guys look worn down. Hell, Anthony Davis is 30. He look worn down. LeBron's, 9 years older than him? Or almost 9 years older than him? He looks worn down. So I don't say that LeBron, because in game six against the Warriors. Spurs ain't been in game six in 100 years.
What is it, 2005?
Jumping a time machine?
Exactly.
What the hell just happened?
Man, Tim Duncan, what are you doing here?
the Warriors, in game six, he didn't look old, right? He looked fresh. He looked like he was ready to go. You know, it's one of those situations where I think he's just tired. And the minutes is catching up to him along with that altitude. And when he gets back home tomorrow night, it'll be a different situation, a different story. That's strongly what I believe. Now, Jay can tell me I'm a damn fool. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. You're right, Keith. You're right. You ain't wrong.
That's just what I see.
I think there's some extra stuff, though. I think LeBron James is playing on an injured right foot.
He's been playing on that. He decided not to get surgery. So, like, that's something that you have to, you know, the maintenance on stuff like that, key to continue to play through that pain. And then if you rolled the left ankle last night, you know what happens naturally. You start compensating when one foot hurts. You start doing more things with the left side of your body. Now your left side gives out. Like, so, like, it's all these things now that LeBron is going up. Like, okay, he's in great condition for the age of 38, but his usage is extremely high right now. For and he's had injuries, and he's in the shooting slump.
Right.
So it's like when you've had an injury, that takes away of your a little bit of your burst, right, to get by somebody in combination with your age, right, to punish somebody through. And now it's like there's a tendency when you get tired in the games, you settle and you shoot jumpers.
Yeah.
So now with the left foot injury to a degree, sprained ankles, I mean, that's his left foot, though. That's how you know, Key, when he goes to the lane, that's the explosion. So it's all these things working against. Now, I think Bron is uniquely different than any other player in the world, that his body is built to persevere through that. But it does become more challenging.
Yeah. And, I think when you look at the glaring statistics in his three-point shooting from the start of the game to the end of the game, that's fatigue, man.
Yeah, man.
I know that enough to know that that is fatigue. That is not his inability to shoot the three. It's his inability to shoot the three while he's fatigued.
Two things about that.
I sound smart right there, Jay.
You said that thing.
I sound like an NBA basketball analyst, boy.
You said that thing, Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio. Two things about what you guys just said. Number one, they had a stat last night that LeBron James has played over 280 playoff games in his career. That is the equivalent to 3.5 seasons. It's a testament to his longevity that he's still able to play at this kind of high level, even though he didn't play that well last night, that he had a triple-double doing that. So that's number one. Number two, for the first time during this playoff run, it's not that he can't play bully ball to the effect that we saw versus Golden State or versus their first-round series versus Memphis, but he's trying to do it against taller people. That's why he's hunting out that mismatch against Jamal Murray, because that's the smallest guy out there.
Yep.
Everybody else is built a little bit bigger than you're hunting a matchup against a Steph Curry, a Jordan Poole in the previous series, or in the first round series, a Ja Morant or a Desmond Bane, even though Dylan Brooks and those guys are a little bit bigger. Now, Key and Jay, he's trying to do this and trying to have that lift and that bully ball mentality, but he's going against longer and thicker defenders. And when you get to a certain age, and I believe LeBron James, the greatest athlete that's ever played in the NBA, I'll stand on that hill and I won't die on that hill. But at a certain point, that Father Time Hill will raise his effect, like both of you guys have said, especially later in the game, trying to do this against longer and thicker defenders than he had to go through the first two series of the NBA
Finals.
Key,
I know what needs to happen for Game 3, Key.
Okay, tell me.
You guys need Kyrie Irving to sit courtside again.
Oh,
stop. Y'all need D-Lo
to wake the hell up, Key. Over his last two games, he's shooting 37% from the field, 12.5% from the three-point line.
Uh-huh.
He averaging 9 points per game.
Here he comes to save the day.
Like that game when Kai sat courtside, I was like, oh, okay, D-Lo, go ahead and
improve
it. It's yours.
He was in his bag a little
bit. That's yours. Like, y'all need that, D-Lo, because when you got all these things working against Bron, you got AD that sometimes is EKG AD, right? And like, I still don't understand how you can go one game, 40 points, 23 shots, to the next game, only 15 shots. Like, why not just be uber aggressive?
Sure.
Right? So that's where you need some – Austin Reeves tried. That's where you need some guard.
Reeves has not been the problem.
That has been an all-star. And D-Lo, like, okay, we need you right now. Where have you been?
It's fascinating to see Austin Reeves that this particular situation isn't too big for him, right? Regular season in the first round, but as he gets bigger – he continues to I don't want to say elevate his game, but he
No,
continues.
You can say that. You won't be lying.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say elevate his game. He continues to step up. He doesn't shy away from the competition. And what I wanted to ask you, Jay, about the LeBron situation and what Freddie was saying about bully ball, he's not able to do that. Is he not able to do that because of the space in between him and the defender when he brings the ball up the court that they lagging off of him? Or is it difficult when somebody lags off of you to play the old man, turn your back, get down into the post because of that space?
Well, it's like, what do you want to give up, Key? So when you have Vanderbilt, who is by far your best perimeter defender on Jamal Murray, who had 23 in the fourth, if you play him all those minutes in the fourth, the court is shrunk on you defensively because he can't shoot. So then every time you're Bron, if you're catching the ball off action, like to distract the defense away from you, you literally have one guy shading you because everybody can help off the non-shooter. So the problem is if you counter that by putting a Schroeder or a D'Lo in the game, that gives you the spacing to drive those lanes because you can't leave those guys. But then you have defensive liabilities and you're playing smaller on the other end, and that's where they punish you. So it's like you're almost damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And that's what makes it hard for LeBron. Like having those, it needs to be quick action that gets you into quick plays for him to get to the basket. Mm-hmm. But once again, that quick action into quick drives, like when your body is breaking down and the defender isn't closing out on you, there's a tendency to go like, I mean, you know how it is. Well, he is a shooter. Like the only way I would get myself out of a slump is to shoot my way out of it. So almost it plays into even if you have that quick action, like a LeBron drive. If that defender is taking his slow time to get to you, you're wide open. You sitting there having a couple of seconds, which is a lifetime as a basketball player. It's like, why am I not shooting this? My muscle memory tells me, shoot this. You open, shoot it. So Bron is doing that, but he's not making it.
Okay.
So who you think going to win game three, man? Enough of your nonsense. Here.
Why is that nonsense?
You're asking the question,
you
then it's nonsense. Just, wow.
Man, it's over with. Who going to win game three?
I mean, I think the Lakers should win game three.
No, that's not what I didn't say should. I asked.
Well, I don't know who's going to win. I mean,
forget. Don't hedge.
Who do you think?
I think the Lakers will win.
Okay.
But if y'all lose.
No, you're done.
No, yeah, y'all done.
you'll be more done than him.
If this is like, so the two the themes I've seen, Key, is that you guys, obviously, slow start game one, but you gave them a hell of a punch. A hell of a punch at the end of game one, where it felt like you should have won the game. So then game two, you start off the game, a hell of a punch. You're right there. You're up double digits. They find a way to close out the game. Mm-hmm. AD disappears. So my thing is, like, you need AD and Bron and D'Lo to be next level.
Okay.
That's what needs to happen. Okay. If two of those guys are slightly off, I'm not sure that's enough.
Okay. All right, I understand. Okay. Freddie, he sounds like he's saying we should be up 2-0. Take it away, Freddie.
Okay, because still Dewell hit us on Twitter. He says, Anthony Davis isn't EKJ Davis. He's Kwame Brown Davis.
Oh, no.
He needs to go full Keyshawn and go to LeBron and say, give me the damn ball. Hey,
y'all better leave Kwame
alone.
That's
Castillo DeWells. That's not me. I'm just reporting. I'm not saying.
Kwame?
I'm just saying.
Who was the reader's name again? Who sent the tweet?
Castillo DeWells.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go at him, Kwame.
Yeah, leave us alone here. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max. So, Jay, lock it in. Do the Lakers win game three? Lock it in is brought to you by Gorilla for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Gorilla Glue. Speaking of that game plan, if Jay Will was coaching the Los Angeles Lakers, what kind of game plan would he put together to win game three? Plus your calls in the Lakers, and if you're panicked as a Lakers fan, at 888-ESPN. Wow. 888-729-3776. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Gotta go for Phoenix.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
And look what J. Will came into the studio wearing, because apparently it's Jersey Friday here. On Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU. Do I dare ask where that came from?
It's our own KJM You know, our two, Key and I are 2-on-2 champions.
That's right.
Of ESPN.
You are. That's right.
You know, we gave
and
Alan
Max.
Hom, nah, pass. Max missed a free throw to have us get the ball, man.
Yes, he did.
The genes alone, Key. You know, we say little things on the show just for you guys to understand, because not everybody understands context. Max came to shoot the free throw. He had one damn job. Key had one job to
he
make
did.
The free throw.
He did.
So I'm like, Max, you've been working out? You've been getting the shot ready? He's like, yeah, I got up like, you know, 100 free throws the day before, and my elbow's sore.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? Well, now the elbow's sore. That doesn't help us.
Lying.
And then he came, and he had the tightest jeans on I've ever seen for the free. He couldn't even bend his knees for the free throw.
Jeans so tight, they look like they painted it on.
There's no why there, by the way. And I was
so
there.
And then you know how it is. So all of a sudden, you know, Key and I win, and Max is going to be the one to hold the trophy.
Well, that's what they do. See that? Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I can't. That's what they do.
I'm not.
They don't play a sport. They own the teams. And then when it's all over with, they're the ones holding the damn trophy.
Nope. Staying out of this.
You don't have to stay out of it. I'm the one said it.
Yeah, I know.
Freddie, Keyshawn. They know.
Freddie, can I tell you
all the owners know.
The best part about the 2-on-2, though,
was that
Key and I were warming up. Key said, yo, I need to take a break. I said, what happened?
What happened, yeah.
He looks so tired from warm-ups.
LeBron James, man, altitude in New York got to
altitude in New York.
He was great. He said, Jay, you know the game plan, right? Screen and get out of your way. He knew.
Oh, hey, we put in work, though.
Yes, you did.
We put in work.
Yes, you did.
Key and I could beat anybody here at ESPN. We called it out.
You two.
Stephen A. started talking. I was like, I'm going right at your elbow. I'm sweeping the leg on your elbow and your shoulder.
And you notice he hadn't brought that up since,
nope.
By the way.
No, he don't want no part of it.
He knows better. Anyway, yeah. Speaking of game plans, we'll start with the game plan before we get to Nuggets-Lakers game 3. Celtics down 1-0 in their series in Miami Heat. What should be their game plan to even the series at 1?
I think you got to... I don't know why, when Rui Hachimura has such a legit first half, why you go back to a small lineup to start the third quarter. You know, Rui needs to play. So between Rui, LeBron James took shots at Jokic. I thought it was good. I think, once again, Vanderbilt needs to play to guard the likes of Jamal Murray so you can limit him. I will go back. I think one of the big things, and people, you probably won't understand this, but AD does not need to crash the offensive glass.
Okay.
Right? AD got one offensive rebound in game 2. One. And he crashed the glass on every possession. It's apparent that Denver wants to speed up the tempo of the game. The Lakers are worse in the league, one of the worst in the leagues at transition defense. So getting them back and having AD actually anchor the defense is critical, right? Now, look, when they run their little floppy action, like, you try to switch everything, but like, communication, similar to what it was with Golden State, needs to be sharp. It needs to be off the charts, right? There needs to be a sense of urgency. And for Anthony Davis, we have to find a different level. We have to win 4 out of 5 games, right? You keep hearing this 2-1-1 theory where your best player has to win you 2 games, all right? So AD has not won them a game yet. He had 40 in game 1, but they didn't win. Right, your second best player wins you 1 game. LeBron James, now that's what you need. Your role players win you 1. AD needs to be aggressive. No more of these 14, 15 shots. Be aggressive. Take the shots that are going to be given to you, because you're going to get bunny shots all day long. Shoot it. Be aggressive.
Shoot defensively. The J. Shoot
be
it.
Out there. Play. Play LeBron James at the 5. Run. Keep the tempo of the game, but actually control the pace of the game. As Denver wants to play up, get back in defense. Win these half-court battles, because that's when you're at your best. So that's what the Lakers need to do. I'm just going to focus on the Lakers, because obviously this show is a Lakers show, and everybody went call and talk about the Lakers. But if I'm Denver, I'm trying to snatch your heart, because I know if I get game 3, it's over. If I get game 3, a game where I'm going to take your best punch, and I can still activate Jokic in different ways, who did not score a point in the fourth quarter, if I can get him going, and by the way, if I were Jokic and Michael Malone, I'm telling him, be as aggressive as possible to start the game. Because he was very passive.
Yeah.
Jokic likes to get other players involved at home. But when you're on the road, that's where your superstars shine the most.
Yeah, it's all good, though, Jay. It's a Lakers station. But you want it to be a Nuggets station?
I mean, it feels like it's turned into that.
Get 17 championships and it will turn into a Nuggets station.
I'm not focused on 17. I'm not worried about what y'all did years prior. I'm worried about what's going on right now.
Yeah, well, you making little sly comments.
Oh, he wasn't being sly. He was being direct.
I was sly. I was talking right to you.
He was being slick. Direct.
I wasn't being slick. I was saying it right to y'all.
He was being live and direct.
Every fan we got calling in wants to talk about the Lakers.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, what they got to say now?
Who they want to talk about? They want to talk about the Nets? Well, the Nets?
I'm not worried about the Nets. You didn't hear me complain or worry about the Nets, the Knicks, any other team. You could try that stuff with Allen, huh? It don't work over here. Call in. Y'all talk y'all trash about the Lakers. Y'all talk it. I want to hear it.
Okay.
I got yelled at by the boss, you know, Justin Craig. I got to donate the money to charity. That's fine. I'm donating a lot of money to charity. Put your money where your mouth
you
is.
Donate what money to charity?
Well, I got one. Well, I got Robert.
Yeah, Robert.
I got Robert for $1,000.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
If I lose, I owe him $1,500. Right. If he loses, he owe me a grand.
You running the
the KJM bookie.
No. Keep me out of that. I don't have nothing to do with that.
But we're legal.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Are we? Justin, are we legal?
No, he's shaking his head like emphatically,
I may have overstepped.
Emphatically, no. Shante in Missouri has something to say in KJM.
They not getting the piece. You know how it goes, Jay.
Oh, yeah, really? That's how it goes? Yeah, we'll see about that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Shante in Missouri, what you got to say in KJM?
Hey, I want to first say I listen to you guys every morning. I love this show. I tweet you guys. You never respond, but I'm not going to worry about that. But I want to talk to you.
That's Pat Costello, Shante. That's Pat Costello, Officer Costello. He's in control of all social media. So we'll get out of
here. Okay, tell him to get better. At least respond to me. But I want to talk to Freddie about your name on your jersey. Mm-hmm. Like, I love my team. Mm-hmm. So I have my name on my team. That's like a level up of fandom.
But see, Shante, you
and
okay,
I'm never leaving my team.
Okay. You okay,
but
though?
I have jerseys from players that are no longer on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a Tyreek Hill jersey. I'm never wearing that again. He doesn't play for the Chiefs anymore.
Why Tyreek Hill keep catching blows on this show?
You
man?
Know why? Because Tyreek Hill is the one that said he would rather take Tua Tagovailoa quarterback over Patrick Mahomes and said he was more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. That's why he's catching strays.
How are you catching blows on the show?
Oh, he was catching.
Well, you and Todd got into a little bit.
I didn't get into anything.
Really?
You and Todd tried to get come at me.
Todd's the one that tweeted you.
Again.
He doesn't look at Twitter, so he had no idea.
Respond to stuff unless somebody, you know, come at me a certain way. Then I got to defend myself.
You responded to him, though, live on the show.
Come at me a certain way. I'm going to have to defend myself. That's all. Man, you and him. Yes, y'all.
Oh, you and him. Now it's you and him. Daryl in Virginia. What you got, Daryl?
I guess Daryl's got nothing for you.
Sorry, no clock integrity. Yeah, we're late. All right, that's on me.
Well, Daryl wasn't there.
You
called him.
I mean, but I'm getting yelled at by Officer Costello. I don't.
Pull over.
You threw him under the bus.
Pull over.
Just threw him out there. Shante wanted to know, and all of a sudden, it's Pat Costello's fault. Why we're not tweeting back
license
at you?
License and registration.
Police. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Jay Will wants to know, Lakers fans, where are you? Your team down 0-2 to the Denver Nuggets in Western Conference Finals. What you got to say? You'll get a chance to say it next on KJM on ESPN Radio.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Those nuggets are poison.
It is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. You got Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie Coleman, and for Max Kellerman.
Those nuggets are poison.
Presented by Progressive Insurance on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Sirius XM Channel 80.
Poison.
When that joint came out in 1990, man, you'd have thought people... But they damn near ready to blew up.
Man.
Seriously. Forget. They were trying to do the BBD dance. People were rhythm were trying not to do it, it was painful. It was 100% painful when all that happened. It is painful right now for Lakers fans. And I use the words right now with their team down 0-2. Jay's giving the game plan for the Lakers. Anthony Davis, stop crashing the board so much.
Come on, man.
Have your best defenders out there. LeBron James, don't wear him out. You guys better step up. He believes that game three could be a Lakers victory, but if they lose game three, that series is over. So, so what do you got to say? Keith's not worried. Keyshawn Johnson,
no,
you're not
if
worried.
They lose game three, it's a wrap, man. Come on now.
If they lose game three,
it was a nice run.
Right. And saying you're not worried about your Lakers finding a way to win game three and game four. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Keith, what's your confidence level on AD?
That's a good question.
In terms of staying healthy?
Well, that's a different conversation.
See, that's part of the problem, right? And Key's a diehard Laker fan. The fact that your brain goes right towards staying healthy.
Well, yeah. Because
instead of saying, wait, dropping 30?
Yeah.
You said the confidence level as if the injuries was going to kick in. Uh-huh. As far as his play goes, look.
You're good.
The guy's been playing good basketball, man. Okay? He didn't score some points, but he played good defense. He did some good stuff.
They need him to be great, though.
We need him to take another step. We need the 40 plus the defense. We just don't need an all-star. We need all-star plus.
But that's what I'm asking you, Key. With what you've seen from him, and you watch a lot of Laker games all the time, do you believe?
But I watch a lot of basketball.
I know that's it. Do you believe that he can have those type of performances for four games out of five?
I do believe that.
Okay.
In particular at home. Because for whatever reason, all players play better at home behind the crowd, and he knows the risk. He knows if he doesn't deliver, what's going to happen, what people are going to say, what people are going to do, and who head they're going to be calling for. They ain't going to be calling for LeBron James' head. They're going to be calling for Anthony Davis' head. Because Anthony Davis is the guy that LeBron is supposedly handing the mantle to as he gets ready to move on in his career a couple years from now. So that from a Lakers standpoint, it's all about Anthony Davis. It's not about Reeves.
Rui Hachimura.
It's not about those guys. It's about Anthony Davis.
Okay.
That is exactly – and everybody knows that. And he knows that.
Freddie, ain't it crazy how quickly expectations just change, right? A team that's at the bottom cellar of the Western Conference to now there's so much pressure on them to win a championship because of a move that was done in February, March, April, 2.5 months removed from the trade deadline.
That affects.
And it's like, all right, win it now. Wild how that happens so fast. Yeah. But it's the Lakers, so I get it.
Absolutely.
Not only is it the Lakers, it's LeBron James.
Yeah.
Right.
End of his career.
That is
like,
fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the expectations is greater for Laker teams because of the organization than it is for anybody else in basketball. Okay. Here we are getting ready to go to game two in the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics, and we've spent a little bit of time talking about that. But the majority of the conversation has been about the Lakers to the point where Michael Malone, the coach of the Denver Nuggets,
put some respect on his name,
is ticked off that the national media is focused more in on what the Lakers could be doing and should be doing opposed to the greatness of his team and what they've been doing and what they're able to accomplish.
I'm glad you mentioned that by the Keyshawn, Jaylen Max, and ESPN Radio. Key, I'm glad you mentioned that because this is going to be the unpopular commentary, but if I'm Mike Malone, the last thing I'm letting you know is that you've got next to my team that way. That's the last thing I would have put out there if I'm Mike Malone. I know you're defending your team. I know you want that respect on your team's name, but that's the last thing I would have said if I were Mike Malone. I'd be like, hey, you know, if you guys don't care about his respect, this, we're up 2-0. We got a championship to try to win. The minute he called it the national media and all that stuff, dude, that's the last thing you should be putting out there because if you don't win, guess what's going to happen? They're going to come for you because you ran your mouth about the national media.
That's what, if I'm Michael Malone, I am getting my – I'm saying this is the game.
Tickled to death.
Like, game three is the game because if we play with a sense of urgency and we play rough and tough from start to end, this series is over. Well, it's not, because you're going to take the Lakers.
Wouldn't that be start to finish?
Best start to finish, top to bottom, whatever it is.
Either way, keep rolling.
You steal their soul. Like, because they're going to give you their best punch in game three.
Absolutely.
At home.
Yep.
Stars are out. This is Tinseltown. You know what I mean? Like, this is it.
Yeah, first playoff game in Los Angeles like this in a long time. When they won the championship, like you guys said, they were in the bubble. They didn't have that kind of environment. This will be the first time that environment is going to encapsulate the Los Angeles Lakers.
It's going to be live. Kid, you going?
That's what I want to know.
Oh, man. You know, people, you know how they make your schedules for you, man. You know how I go. They...
No one likes
you. Got to do this.
You mean your wife made your schedule for you?
Yes. You know how people. Yeah, I ain't saying no names. I'm just saying how people. You know how sometimes, Jay, people will be. You know how sometimes.
Where are you going on Saturday then? This is what you go to.
You know,
a kid's
sometimes
party.
People make the schedule for you, not really forecasting what could happen.
Right.
You know.
Key was sitting there and he goes.
Make the schedule for you.
Key was sitting there. He goes, okay, wait, what's that?
I'm going where?
You know, Jay, Freddie? Sometimes people make the schedule for you even though you're not asking them to, or you don't want to be involved in what the schedule is made of.
Page one of the manual says, your thoughts don't matter. Page two, see page one.
Hold on. You know, I do want to see something very important here.
That's a 5:30 start for you, too, man. That's an early start on Saturday.
Early.
See, don't.
Yeah,
Jay. Salt, wound salt. That's what we're doing.
Then where you are going.
There's no TVs.
No. Yeah. But you're not engaged in the rest of the environment.
Right.
Because you're focused in on here. So they got to come and say, why don't you mingle? Because I'm not. I don't want to mingle.
I don't want to do it.
I'm focused here. I'll talk to him later. Right?
You got the phone in the left hand, shaking hands, looking at the phone, not even looking at who you're shaking hands with.
He kept it real, like, you know, when parents would take their kids somewhere, why don't you want to do it? I don't want to do it.
I'm not in.
I just want you to be present for the
kids.
Why
don't you come outside?
No. I don't want to.
Little Johnny just wants to spend time with you, Keith.
This one right here, Jay. Why are you just sitting on the couch and not saying anything? I'm watching the game. What do you mean?
Leave me alone.
Let me be.
Oh, God. Lakers down 2-0 to the Denver Nuggets. How are you fans feeling when it comes to that? Hit us up at 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776 here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Is it possible for the Lakers to find their way out of an 0-2 hole in the Western Conference Finals to the Denver Nuggets? Thanks for joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams, Freddie coming in for Max Kellerman on ESPN Radio, as well as Sirius XM Channel 80 and ESPNU. How you feeling, Lakers fans? How you feeling, Nuggets fans? Your team's involved in this Western Conference Finals. Robin in New York, he at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Robin has a message for Keyshawn. Robin, what is it?
God, what did I do now?
Hi there, Keyshawn. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Robin?
Okay, Robin.
I'm doing good. I just feel bad for you Lakers fans. You guys are in the five stages of denial. Key, you're somewhere in between denial. I mean, five stages of grief. I apologize. You're somewhere in between denial and anger. The young lady who called in earlier, she's straight up denial. She was like, Lakers are beating the Celtics. She was like, out of nowhere. So she just bypassed the whole Western Conference final. So she's so in denial. And then you have the gentleman that called earlier. He's in bargaining. He's trying to bet Jay Will his paycheck. And I feel bad for you. So after game three, you're going to go into some depression. And when the Lakers get swept, you're going to have to accept it.
Ouch.
See, wow, you know, Robin, what? Wow. I liked you for a minute when you first called in.
But now you don't.
Because you know what you sound like? You sound like a
Robin's just trying to help you deal with New York fan
that hadn't won anything in a long time.
No, Robin's just trying to help you deal with your own
that
grief.
That turned ugly quickly.
I'm from Houston, Texas originally. I live in New York, so I have no horse in this race. But I know for a fact.
Okay.
Denver is the number one seed. And just accept it.
Wow.
Congratulations on getting a top three draft pick, Robin.
I've accepted that they are the number one seed. But what I have not accepted is the fact that they're going to automatically just go to the championship and get in the final. No, that's not acceptable. Because they still got to play us two games at home. And Jay continues to set this – this narrative, this cap that he's putting out there, four out of five.
Use the term correctly, please.
Why don't you?
Can't use a cap.
You got cap, man. You got cap. You're a cap artist.
I'm done.
You sitting here lying to the people.
I am. I'm so confused.
You know, four out of five. Yes, right, technically it's four out of five, but it's a sequence to that, Jay.
Yes, one, two, three, four, five.
Attaboy.
I can't do that.
Good job.
I can't do
Wait, what do you want
me to do?
You the guy, Jay?
He's not that guy. Why are you trying to put him in that guy category?
He's the guy with the khakis button down.
No, Jay Will? No.
I'm not the guy you're stuck with while you're trying to watch the game on Saturday. Don't you try to do that to me.
Khakis with a button down.
Yeah, Keith.
So and Keith, I want to watch the game.
Back with the Jets in the AFC Conference Finals. Tell me what you went through on that snap. What are you thinking on that catch? Leave me alone. I'm trying to watch the game.
I'm trying to watch the game on your TV at your house.
Hey, you want a mint julep?
What with the Kentucky Derby?
He comes and plops right down next to you, Jay.
Oh, that's it, right? Like, man, come on, they don't sit right next to me.
Who do you think's going to win this
one? Oh, one of those.
Are those the worst that don't know anything but asking you why the game's going on?
Kid, the side words look where you like, what?
Uh huh.
Yeah, like, why are you bothering me? Yeah. I know I'm in your house, but leave me the hell alone.
You know when you go to a great movie and you're trying to watch and somebody's asking you about it, what do you think's going to happen here? What do you think's going to happen here? Those are those kind of people.
Let me watch the movie.
Thank you.
That's all.
And we'll discuss later.
You know, this is the worst time of year for sports.
Why is that?
Men that like sports. Because kids get out of school. A lot of people have birthday parties and stuff like that. So it's a lot of action to people go on vacations.
Mm-hmm.
So it's party overload. Every weekend is something. There's a party. Something's going on. And now we got playoffs coming. And you may be the only person in the entire party that really pay attention and really want to focus in on it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Little Johnny, you're killing me, man.
This one, kid. This is where my wife always gets mad at me because, you know, the three little ones run around. And all I want to do is watch the game. Can you please watch him? I'm like, come here, son. Just sit down, please. Sit down.
Jay, yeah, good luck with that.
I had that last night, Jay. I said, that's why she got an older brother and damn sister.
Y'all watch out for him.
Free babysitting.
They know how to order Grubhub and swipe up and down, but they can't just sit with her for a little bit? Like, come on. Seriously?
That's when your kids look at you and say, hey, Dad, you had these kids. I think that's yours.
Yeah.
You got to watch them, not me.
You're watching your kids, it's a chore. It's not. This is what I have right now.
Every parent's been through that. It's like the old Kevin Hart skit when you get to the point where you can't finish it. Hey, but that's what parents go through at a certain point where they don't want to do something at that moment.
And you know, kid, the line, it used to work for me all the time. No more, because I've been doing it way too long. Where I'm like, this is work.
Right.
I'm trying to work.
It's white noise now.
It don't work. Mm-hmm.
It's white noise now.
Jay's like, come here, son. Let me explain drop coverage to you.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Meanwhile, yeah, they're going to blitz you.
They're
going
to blitz the screen, son.
They're not doing that.
He's going to try to go over. Oh, he went underneath.
It was an over route, not an under route.
You can say, okay, you are starting to sound like an NBA basketball analyst, though. I
am an NBA basketball.
You played
analyst.
In the NBA. That's what I'm saying. It's
no, I
really
didn't play
special.
In the NBA, but I'm an NBA.
You have a Laker jersey with your name on the back. You
the NBA
for the Lakers.
I may not be as good
G-League
as you
team.
Or JJ or Perk or nothing like that, but I can give you some stuff.
I don't want any of your stuff.
Right? I mean, Freddie. All right, we can certainly
kick it. Yes, we can. Can
You're
we
not
kick
just
it?
Gonna
yes,
run
we can.
Circles.
All right,
around
so
me.
Hey, let's play a game real quick, Key. Okay. On Monday,
yes.
Okay. What do you think the storyline will be with the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat? They play two times.
Ooh.
Monday, what do you think the storyline is going to be?
I like this.
The storyline will be the Lakers.
You see me? I try to drill down and get.
And the Lakers storyline will be the Lakers storyline will be. I can't believe that they have an opportunity to tie things up tonight.
Tie things up tonight. Okay.
All right.
I think on Monday with Miami, I think Eric Spoelstra is by far the better coach than Joe Mazzulla. That's the headline on Monday.
I think the
Heat will be up 2-1.
So do I. I think Heat will be up 2-1. I think.
How many timeouts will he
Denver.
Have left?
He'll have 50. He'll carry over.
Joe Mazzulla will have them all. He'll have them all. He won't be calling one. I feel
hey,
bad for him, though.
You guys enjoy your weekend. It was fun
too,
hanging
King.
Out with you.
Hey,
I wish I had another 8 hours.
Are you going to wear khakis on Saturday?
Yeah, and the button-down
no,
shirt?
I'll have on my board shorts and flip-flops.
Yeah, you won't be having that either.
In the boo.
You guys have a great weekend. Greeny with Mike Greenberg coming your way next. For Keyshawn Johnson, Jay Williams,
and
Freddie.
And hot sauce, Freddie.
KJM has been presented by ESPN Radio and also the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.